the category of potential harm to others, it felt different this time. The intrusive thoughts were more elusive, creative, and obscure. Even I, the OCD specialist, could not see it for what it was. My OCD had become trickier and more cunning than I ever remembered. My fear was that I would love one twin more than the other, and in some weird OCD way would cause harm to their emotional development. To neutralize this intrusive obsession, I drove myself crazy, ensuring that everything I did for one of the boys was exactly the same as the other. From something as mundane as how each bottle gets scrubbed, to the more complicated measurement of skin-to-skin contact, OCD dug its claws into just about every facet of motherhood. Breastfeeding became the most taxing task. How does one even quantify how much milk exactly each infant got? Was there a specific mathematical formula? Length of time times rate of sucking times milk production times time of day equals... You get the idea of the insanity of OCD. Making matters even more exhausting, I spent each night checking my memory bank for the number of times I thought of each twin, comparing the content and emotional context of each thought. All of this was in vain, just to say I loved them equally. I drove myself insane. Or, put more correctly, OCD drove me insane. Did I have the common postpartum OCD symptoms of excessive hand washing, sanitizing baby bottles, and checking for the baby's safety? Yes, I had those too. The skin on my hands was once again chapped, cracked, and raw. Clean bottles couldn't touch anything unsanitized, and I had to touch my baby's chests to make sure I felt them rise and fall. Seeing that they were breathing while asleep wasn't enough. This was how I spent the first few months of motherhood. Bliss turned into torment. Unfortunately, there is little information on postpartum OCD or its symptoms, especially within the medical community where a postnatal woman would be screened. Women are regularly screened for and educated about postpartum depression at prenatal and postnatal visits. However, research indicates that as many as 10 to 50% of new mothers actually suffer from postpartum OCD, which is often misdiagnosed as postpartum depression. Symptoms tend to be intense, appear out of the blue, and are similar to those in others suffering from OCD. Sadly, many mothers often suffer alone for fear of disclosing the offensive nature of their symptoms and receiving negative judgment from others. Some women have even been involuntarily hospitalized by doctors with a lack of awareness of postpartum OCD. Fortunately, as with other types of OCD, postpartum OCD is very treatable with exposure and response prevention therapy, or ERP. My own ERP was just as torturous as the ones I prescribed to my patients. I had to visualize and imagine the unbearable possibility of harm befalling my sweet, innocent babies. I had to live with the uncertainty of not knowing what might happen to them one day. I had to accept the reality that they could die before I do. These thoughts would be hard to swallow for any parent. For those of us with OCD, we must repeat these exposures until the painful thoughts lose their power. That is the only way to be free from the chains of OCD, so that motherhood can be bliss without OCD's torment. Although exposing yourself to your worst fears is a daunting task, living with the agonizing thoughts of OCD is much, much worse. At least exposures are short-term with long-term relief. Having to live with OCD without proper treatment is lifelong, one that I would never be willing to tolerate. I chose to be free from OCD so that I could bond authentically with my boys without OCD's interference. As I now reflect back on those early days, suffering from postpartum OCD, the arduous exposures have been worth every tear and heartbreak. With this recent battle, I am once again reminded of the value of the tools I have for overcoming any new challenge my OCD monster may bring. I am also reminded of my own strength and perseverance for defeating this nuisance. In reality, doing exposures to confront OCD gives me the power and removes it from the prankster. Sometimes I win, sometimes I don't. Like most things in life, as long as I am determined and have the skill set, I know I will conquer whatever obstacle that stands in front of me. And OCD is no exception. Chapter 1. Ryan's Story. I don't recall a time during my childhood or teenage years that I ever felt relaxed.